Friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Morasi Sheyichu Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Reb Shmuel, Reb Chana Bas Reb Sikiona, Maris Atachana Bas Reb Meir Zev, Reb Alexander Zisha Ben Reb Yosef, and Reb Shmuel Pinchas Ben Reb Yaakov Tzvi. This is based on Torah that I received from Moriv Rabbi, Rabbi Gon Reb Yaakov Tzvi Ben Hamlik Shlita. It says in the Mishnah at the beginning of Maseches Krisus, Shloshim Vesheis Krisus Batara, the 36 different Chiyuvei Karis in the Torah, Bala Eim, etc., Mechal Shabbos, Ve'ochel Vosim Lecha B'Yom Kippur, and the Mishnah goes on and enumerates them. And then the Mishnah says, Ve'apesach Ve'amila Mitzvah Se'asei, for which Yechayiv Karis, so it's somebody has relations, Rachmana Litzlan, with his mother, Mechal Shabbos, Melacha on Yom Kippur, eating on Yom Kippur, etc., etc., person who doesn't eat the Karban Pesach and a person who doesn't do a Bris Milah. Alelu chayav mal zdoinoi kares val shigigaso chatas. And these a person is chayav b'mezit kares b'shogig is chayav chatas ve'al lohoda shelahem oshem toloin. If he doesn't know whether or not he was over, he is chayav to bring a Karban oshem toloin. He's mesupik. If he did the maisa, he brings a Karban oshem toloin. So Rashi says, Dibur Maskel Pesach. A lot of Rashi's on this Mishnah. Wow, it's like a... If you love Rashi, you love this Mishnah. So Rashi says, Pesach u'mila mitzvah se'asei, Pesach t'chsiv zavachta. Pesach u'mila b'yom ha'shmili mimol v'kares v'hu kedam maran. So it says they have to bring the Pesach, mila, and it says that if you don't, there's going to be a chiv kares. U'bahani isbuhu chayvei mises based in. And all of these cases in the Mishnah, they all also have chayvim mises based in kigon ha'obed avodas kochavim machal se Shabbos. If a person serves idols, a person violates the Shabbos, he, or as they say in English, he violates the Sabbath, he is chayiv mises based in. Va'afilu hachi, nevertheless, Chayve krisus hain b'mezid below hasra. If they didn't get hasra, it's a chiyuv kares if the person's b'mezid. V'asru behen, but if there was hasra, if there was a forewarning, or forewarning is two warning plus two warning, if there was a hasra, yesh mehen b'chenek, yesh mehen b'skila, k'damaren b'resha, so sometimes it's going to be a strangling, sometimes it's going to be skila. V'lo asru b'humidim mrs. Bezdin, and if there was no hasra, then there's not going to be a mises beisdin. They go out of mises beisdin, but out of the hands of kares, literally, they didn't go out. So if there is hasra, mises beisdin, if there's no hasra, they didn't go out of kares, they did go out of mises beisdin. For Karis who shemes below banim. Karis means the person dies, Rahman al Itzlan, childless. Ad kan divrei Rashi. Now this Rashi is shver, because Rashi says that im lo husru behem midei mises beizdin yatsu midei karis lo yatsu. They went out of mises beizdin, they went out, but they didn't go out of Karis. But the Chora, these are two separate, distinct chiyuvim. The hasra, there's a din chayve mises. And if there's no hasra, and you can't be mekayim the chiyuv misa, then there's a separate chiyuv of kares. So what Rashi should have written was not that when there was no hasra, mide kares lo yatsu, but rather, lide kares higiyu, because they were over below hasra. As Rashi seems to imply, that it's one and the same. They're chayiv both. A person is chayiv both for being over the yisur. But if there's no hasra, so goodbye, mises beisdin, and we're sticking with the kares. We're not sticking with the kares. If there is hasra, then it's A, mises beisdin. And if there's no hasra, then it's B, chayiv kares. You're going into B. It's not that you're not going out of A. You're going into B. And it's also not that you're not going out of B. you're going into B being Chiyuv Kares. If there's no A, if there's no Mises Beis Din, then you're going into B Chiyuv Kares. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says that if there's no Hasra, then you go out of A and you stay with B. No. There's no Hasra. You go out of A, and now something new, you come into B. It's a completely new, it's a different category. In Maseches Megillah, and of Zayin Amud Beis, it says, Ein Bein Shabbos Yom Kippur, Mel Shezez Dona B'Dilim, Shezez Dona B'Karis. There's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, just this is B'mezid. Once over B'mezid, Chas V'Shalom, Mechal Shabbos is B'dei Adam, he gets human punishment from a Beis Din. And this is from B'mezid is B'Karis. Yom Kippur is Karis. Rashi, B'dei Adam, Yesh B'mises Beis Din. That's B'dei Adam means, there's a Mises Beis Din. So we have to know a klal gadol for the mishnayos of the Ein Beins, and that is that when it says Ein Bein, what it means is that these two are the same category. It's not that they're two distinct dinim that they just happen to have similar halachas. No, the same parsha is shayach in both places. Just one of them has a kula that the other one doesn't have. Whenever you have the Ein Beins, we're really saying they're the same. Just in this prat, they're different. Not that they just happen to be the same, but they're really different because of this prat or these pratim. No. They're really the same. The only thing is that in this detail or details, they're different. Ein bein. L'mashal. It says, Ein bein yom tov l'shabbos elochol nefesh. What that means is that the same parasha malachas that was said on Shabbos is shayach on yom tov also. Same parasha is a malacha. And that it says, l'gabe yom tov, is a heter of ochol nefesh, that's a special kula. That's a yotze min haklal. So betocha parasha klal is shal isser malacha that apply to both Shabbos and Yontif. Yontif has a special kula. Dok v'timtzen, Rashi and Beitza, Zayin amid beizir maschel v'alkav v'kshit k'tisha, Ches amid beizir maschel v'ada, Yud beiz amid alf v'maschel lokav, Yud maschel lokav v'shim v'vashel, that he constantly repeats that the lav of the Yisr Malacha and Yantiv is from the pasuk that was said L'gabe Shabbos L'sase Kol Malacha. So Agon Rabbi Shaya Pick in the Maseres HaShas notes that in Yantiv it says Kol Malacha Le'yaseh Behem. But based on what we said, the Makor of Rashi is from our Mishnah and Megillah. He brings the pasuk L'gabe Shabbos, because Be'etzim Yantiv is in the same parasha Shabbos. It also says in the Torah that these are the Mekrei Kodesh, and it starts with Shabbos. Shabbos is the father of all Yontifs. So, Memela, it makes sense that Rashi should quote by Yontif the Shabbos Pasuk. It's really Shabbos and Yontif, one parsha. And then we're talking about Esrei Melacha and Yontif, we're talking about Esrei Melacha and Shabbos, Zel Bezach. Just in this prat of Ochel Nefesh is going to be Heter and Yontif. V'huadin, Shabbos and Yom Kippur. That we learn that the Mishnah comes to say that Be'emes to one parsha of Misan Meleches Shabbos and Yom Kippur is also called Shabboson. Rambam writes Mitzvah Lishbos on Yom Kippur, Machila and Shtia. So Meleches Shabbos, Yom Kippur is also a day of Shabbos. Just on Shabbos, the Mezidim get Mezid. And in Yom Kippur, it's Bidei Shemaim. So it comes out, according to this parish, a tremendous chiddush, that the same Chiyuv Misa can have a Kiyum, either Bidei Adam or Bidei Shemaim. So a little bit of a dimyan to what we find, that Arba Misa's base in our Batel, we don't have a base in anymore today. But the Gemara says that in a Shemaim, sometimes they make sure that the guy gets what he was supposed to have gotten, Bidei Adam. So you're also, sometimes you're going to have, it's the same parsha, and the Onesh is going to depend on which, when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Kippur, whether it's Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Shabbos and Yom Kippur are the same parsha, They just happen to have a difference in Ochel Nefesh. So we see, according to this, that there's a Deya Bein Balei Ashas that holds that the Chiv of Misdei Shemaim in Kares, in a specific Aver, is one Chiv. That if there's Hasur, it's the same thing. Remember, this it's the same Parsha. Even though they're two different Onshim, just like Shabbos and Yom Kippur, the same Parsha, just with two different Onshim. So too, certainly, in a person does one Avera, you can say that really it's one Parsha of Onesh. Just sometimes the Onesh is miskayim by doing A, and sometimes the Onesh is miskayim by doing B. But really, the person is chayiv both Onshim. It just depends how you carry it out. So if they gave Hasra, it's going to be Mises Beisdin. And if they didn't give Hasra, then the Mises Beisdin is going to be miskayim bidei Shemayim, Aidei Kares. So that's what Rashi says here. That if they didn't give Hasra, as midei Mises Beisdin Yatza, midei Kares lo Yatza. They went out of Mises Beisdin, not out of Kares. It should be a solo, it's all one Chiyuv. Just because he didn't give Hasra, there's no new, it's not a new Chiyuv, it's the same Chiyuv. Just sometimes this Chiyuv is carried out, this person has to die. Sometimes it's carried out by Beisdin, sometimes it's carried out by Shemayim. This Hasra is carried out by Beisdin. And if there's no Hasra, it's carried out by Shemayim. And Rashi concludes, and he says that Kares is that he's meis below banim. That's also a suk chiyuv misa. Chazal tell us, Rashi doesn't say this here, but Chazal tell us that misha ein lo banim chashiv kemeis. Four people are chashiv kemeis, and ani asuma mitzora misha ein lo banim. Chaim Shmuel Levitt says that the common denominator are these are all people who aren't able to give. Ani, because he can't see, so it's hard that he can give, but it's much harder for him to relate to the outside world because he's one that's not unable to see. An ani, because he doesn't have. So you have a blind person who can't give so much, and an ani who can't give. And Mitzora is separate from everybody. Goes to the leper colony or whatever Mitzaras is, but he's separate from people. Send him out of the camp. And Mishain lo banim. Also, he's not able to give as much because he doesn't have children. We give so much to our children. So that's just a parenthetical. But the point is, Mishain lo banim is Choshev Kemeis. So Rashi here tells us, so there are a number of Suge Misa. There's a Sug Misa of Mises Beisdin. And then there's Kares. Kares is Mishain lo banim. Mishain lo banim Choshev Kemeis. But it's the same parasha of Misa. Okay. So, Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmai, b'tzos Hashem d'arkenu. So, a nice pshat in Rashi, and obviously there is so much more to say. So, hopefully we will be zocha to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and hospitable.